So it's more of a statement for the world to see, because they don't believe in us. Because I think we've been underdogs in almost every game except two or three. So we just got to keep proving people wrong, and that's what we've been doing.
Absolutely perfect, dude. I appreciate it like always.
No problem, man.
How do you feel like the offense has been progressing throughout the season as a whole?
It's great, man. I feel like we won in multiple ways. We won some games by passing the ball. We won some games by running the ball. We won some games by holding the ball. So it just shows that everything that we could do, now we just need to put all that in one game and then just come out with a perfect game.
It's got to be encouraging. In years past, the offense at times struggled, at least. It's in the passing game and sometimes in the run game, it just didn't seem like an engine is churning.
Yeah.
And it seems like it has this year. Like you mentioned, that's got to be encouraging, winning in different ways.
Yeah. Definitely encouraging. It just shows all the work that we've been putting in this offseason, coming into the season. One of the big things going into camp was the passing game, of course. And as of right now, it's pretty good. It's not where we want it to be, but it's better than we were last year, and that's making our team better and our offense a lot better. So I just think we just got to keep chipping away at the small things that we mess up on, and we're going to end up as a great offense at the end of the year.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm getting better and better every week. Got a little bit of taste of the end zone last week, so that boosted up my confidence. So going into this week, man, I'm just ready to work hard.
What are you seeing from Washington's defense? Some things you can exploit?
Just my size alone, I could exploit with that. But just they're a very technical, sound team. So you got to be on your A game. There's no laziness. You got to be not perfect, but you have to be technical with every route, every deep ball. You got to go up and get it because they're ball hawks. So it's just one of those games when there's no room for slacking.
You got to be encouraged by Raylon and Corey. You haven't been 100% the past couple of weeks, but how nice it to have those guys be able to step in and contribute in the passing game.
It's great. It's just going to make our offense better by just Troy having confidence in the other people. So just when I get back to myself, it's just going to make our offense a lot better. It's going to have defenses on their heels because they're not going to know who to guard. So I'm excited going into this week.
What did you think of Joe's performance on Saturday?
Honestly, I didn't even process it till the end of the game. I just remember blocking and turning around and seeing that he was gone. I was like, all right. He got one big run. All right, now we're going to have to start passing it. And he just kept going and going and going. I was like, hey, man, go do your thing. This is your game now.
The offensive line had a nice game, too.
Offensive line had a great game. Receivers had a great game blocking. It was just a whole offensive group just knowing that he was having a great game and just rallying behind him and trying to make the biggest holes for him and block everybody that we can.
It's only Monday, but game day is coming to town this week. It's Utah, Washington, two highly ranked teams in control of their respective divisions. But how do you think last year's experience with the Cal Week and all the hype and the hoopla last week can compare to this week, and how are you learning from it?
It definitely helps, but this college game day is completely different from last year. Last year, it was more the Jared Goff and Devontae Booker show. I think this year, both teams are a lot better than the teams from last year, and we're both balanced. We could pass, we could run the ball, and we could play defense. So that's just going to bring for a hard-hitting game.
What do you expect from Troy this week? He obviously used to play at Washington. He knows people there. What are you seeing from him and his mentality this week?
I'm pretty sure he's going to be watching film 24/7, trying to figure out any way to try to beat this defense and try to whatever he sees, let us know so we could talk it out and figure out so we know what each other are thinking in the game. So I just he's a competitor, man. I just know he's ready to ball out, man.